Hey, mister. You're from off-planet, aren't you? You're trying to dress like local, just like all the guidebooks tell you, but I can tell. You look a little different. You walk differently. I can tell you're not used to our feeble red sunlight either. It makes everything look dark and dingy. Well, it is dark and dingy, but the sunlight, it doesn't help. You're definitely not used to being someplace where police carry assault weapons and people disappear all the time. I'm guessing you're a businessman. No one ever comes here for pleasure. You've probably got a place to stay already. One of those fancy hotels by the spaceport. But all the food there is bland stuff they serve to off-worlders and tell them is genuine. I can take you to a restaurant that has kind of food we actually eat every day. Well, at least when stores have any food. And honest alcohol, strong enough to fuel a starship with. This wouldn't be the glorified water they sell to Offworld. Maybe you'd like some hard currency exchange? I can give you 4 times what bank offers. They just make up whatever rate they want, but I'll give you what it's worth. Mine is a small fee for me, of course. Or maybe you want some souvenirs? I can get you real stuff, not the pretty baubles they sell at the hotel or spaceport. I've got real hand-carved bone and wooden crafts. Stuff in stores is all machine-made. It will fall apart before you get home. I can even get you real nice jewelry with real gems in it, not the pretty rocks you'll see in the government-run shops. Maybe you'd like a nice necklace or bracelet or even ring for that special girl back home. So, handsome men like you doesn't have girl, hmm? There's nothing wrong with that. You're young, like me. When you spend your time traveling to backwater police planets like this, you probably don't have much time for women. At least, not ongoing thing. Brothels? They're illegal on our world. Pretty much everything fun is. But police, they look the other way if the right bribes are paid. I know one right around corner here which has most beautiful girls on the planet. They come from all over just to make some hard currency from mean people like you. They can make more on their backs in one night than they could on their feet in a month in the factories. Maybe on your world, girls dream of being princesses. On ours, they dream of being prostitutes. But it's hard to get into a good brothel. You need to be very pretty, and even then you need connections. Then the madams, they take most of your money, but even what's left is good money for average person here. Hey, stop! Don't go yet. Maybe painted up working girl isn't what you're looking for? Perhaps you'd prefer amateur. Girl of good, strong peasant stock, but still attractive in a tomboyish kind of way, no? Maybe someone like me? I'm no virgin, but I'm not as experienced as brothel girls. I think maybe for some men that can be a good thing. I'd be more like a girlfriend than they could be. Except we'd have to go to your hotel or get a room somewhere. I can't let madams know. And my place, well, my parents and sisters, they're there. My grandmother, too. They would not approve. I'd kind of like to see your hotel anyway. I've heard that off-worlders get air conditioning and clean hot water 26 hours a day. No, put Put your money away, not here. You won't get robbed, no worries. No one worries about getting robbed in a police state, but we'd get swarmed by more black marketeers before we got even more than a few meters from here. We can talk money later. I'll be cheaper than the brothels because we'll be cutting out the madams and all of their overhead. I trust we'll work out a fair price. We're both business people, aren't we? Now, let's go. Wow. I wasn't expecting this hotel. And I get the impression this isn't standard room either. Your company doesn't go cheap on its employees. Although on our planet, I suppose even a room like this isn't all that expensive. But this room is bigger than my apartment, and the air. It's so cool and clean. They filter out the pollution and the other smells. I'll put my bag over here, yes? Maybe afterwards, when sex is no longer on your mind. You'll be interested in souvenirs? Perhaps some things for your family or people you've worked with. Or maybe something for yourself to remember this world by. And the black market girl who came back to your room with you. I'll take off my clothes now. Don't laugh at what I'm wearing under this shirt and pants. I didn't expect to be doing this today. Not ever, actually. Even if I did, I don't have the fancy things the girls in the brothel wear. But if you pay me enough, maybe I'll buy myself something nice to wear. There. Now that I'm naked, maybe I'm not so different from working girls. Perhaps not as tall or skinny, but my body is nice, yes? It's more genuine than theirs would be. Now, you get undressed too, while I get your bed ready for us. Working in a hotel such as this, as maid or something like that, is another job my people would love to have, but so hard to get. And you need to have connections and... Oh, these sheets. They're so, so soft under my hands. As soft as anything the girls in the brothels would wear. These must be from off-world. Well, I'm suddenly much more eager to get into bed with you, even if it seems shame to mess these sheets up. But I don't regret how they feel against my body. Soft and almost slippery. I could almost slide off of this bed if you fuck me too hard. I think I want to keep these sheets caressing my back and my ass and the backs of my legs while we have sex. You can lie on top of me. I may not be as soft as the sheets, but I will do more than just be soft and silky for you. You cannot fuck bed sheets. Although, I kind of would like to try with these. You are gentle. Strong. You are tender with me. I have confession. You're actually only my second man. I had boyfriends, a boy I grew up with. We were lovers for a year before they came for him in the night, so I gave up on the love thing, but this is okay. This is business. This is okay for me, I think. More than okay. Yes. Push me down into these sheets and this mattress. I feel myself sinking so far down into it. But now, you can sink into me, and we can get lost in the sheets and the mattress together. Pussy is silky and slippery, just like the sheets, isn't it? Maybe I look and act a little tough as black market girl trying to sell you stuff, but now I am soft and warm around your cock. It doesn't matter that I'm not all makeup and long hair and long legs like professional girls. You're so good to me. You could take me any way you wish, but you fuck me. Oh, so carefully, like you care that I enjoy it. Maybe the girls at the brothel, they could resist what you're doing with all their practice, but a simple girl like me... Oh, you're beginning to drive me wild. You make me work hard because I want you to feel the same thing. Another advantage of me not being professional, I never learned to fake an orgasm like they do. So I will just have to come for real. But it is just to make you happy. So maybe you pay me more when we are done, okay? Don't think I'm falling for you, Mr. Handsome Offworlder, who maybe has some money too. Because you'll soon be gone, and I will still be stuck here. Which is maybe why I can be less tough with you. Oh, you will take the secret of what a silly little girl I am with you when you go. And no one here on the street will ever... they'll never know. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. More. Yes. Don't stop. Don't stop. Was good, wasn't I? Oh, we both came so hard. You needed a good fucking like that from regular girl and not some professional whore, I think. But I think I needed it too. Oh, yes, money. I almost forgot. But you are the one to remind me. At least one of us is thinking clearly. No. Really, I can't believe I'm saying this, but that is way too much money. That is far more than even the best brothel girls get. Are you sure? I won't turn it down. This much money will feed my family for months. Buy dresses for my sisters. Maybe even some soft, pretty things for me to wear under my boyish clothes. For that much money, you can have the best things I have in my bag. Some nice jewelry, the best crafts my people make. And I have some bottles of local, really good local booze. We can drink one of those together right now. You can have me all night for what you paid to drink with, to fuck. If you want me, at least, or I can just leave, if that's what you wish. But I'd kind of like to stay, to give you your money's worth. I can even be here other nights, if you're here for more than one night, or even if you come back to this world again, I can be your special girl here. But be careful. Maybe you'll get used to me. Then you might have to bribe the government to let me and my family off this world. I could be waiting at home for you in your bed, wearing soft things you buy for me on your trips. Sorry, I am teasing you. I do not expect you to fall for a girl like me after one night. I think it will take at least 3.